Hello, hello, hello. May 4th and 5th. We have three cards. They're all reversed. And we have the Seven of Cups, the Three of Swords, and the Eight of Cups. Pick up the pieces. That was a good vintage funk jam by the Average White Band from Scotland, who certainly weren't. We have all minor arcana today, the stuff of daily life. A lot of cups in the cards today may have us feeling feelings. All three cards in the reverse today means a fog is lifting. In the center today is the card that, if we must draw it at all, we would hope to always draw reversed. The painful Three of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is in the center today. A bright red heart that floats in space against a blue sky, as heavy black clouds roll in at the top of the card, sending down three long swords to stab the vulnerable organ until blood runs down the blade, dripping off the bottom of the card. Morgan Greer deck. In the reverse, the swords fall out and the heart is healing. On the after tarot version of this card of sorrow and grief, the clouds are fluffy and light, sending down slashes of white rain as the swords fall off the bottom of the card from a now bandaged healing heart. In the past position is the fantasy-prone Seven of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, smoke and mirrors. Seven gold cups roll in on a bank of clouds, each with their own strange contents. Usually we see the back of an overwhelmed human trying to discern and choose, but all that glitters is not gold. And on the after version of this card of illusion, the human has chosen from the cups of jewels, which he seems trying to hold on to and manage himself, and seems to be saying, "What am I supposed to do with these?" There are two empty cups of the Seven. He has also chosen the snake, which may have seemed like a dangerous choice at the time, but now has wrapped itself protectively around his waist. Unless, of course, the snake seemed friendly and then turned out to be a boa constrictor and is now squeezing the life out of him. All the smoke on this card represents, as one would assume, actual smoke, as in smoking, a lot of the good stuff, or fire. The reversed Seven of Cups of the after tarot brings to mind someone who has to grab whatever they can in the process of evacuating in a fire emergency. The pets, the jewelry. In the upcoming position are more cups. In the upright, the Eight of Cups is a card of giving up on something or someone we once loved. This is an unfulfilled card, and traditionally, we observe a human walking away from a failed stack of gold cups, shaky and uneven. In the reverse, we may be returning. And as these are minor arcana, you could have received the all clear to return to your house after a fire or flood, as the Eight always seems to show receding waters around the unstable ground on which the cups are stacked. And on the after tarot version of this card of giving up, while we see the familiar red-caped seeker from the back making his way out of the picture, altogether, a woman in a white dress remains with the gold cups, two of which lay on their sides, spilled. She is wearing white and holds one of them almost lovingly. Smoking and drinking may have taken a toll on one's health, but the reversed Eight, coming back to that healing heart, is a good sign. There may have even been minor surgery, or major, heart surgery, dental or otherwise, but there is no doubt we are returning to a previous, healthier state, metaphorically, mentally, emotionally, physically. Hate the player, not the game. The reversed Seven of Cups may have us narrowing down or making healthier choices in relationships, including the one with yourself. And always, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.